Greetings, everyone. Father Rogers here, and I'm here with one of our parishioners, Damon Owens, one of the catechists in our prep program, founder of Joyful Ever After, and father of how many children?
8 children. I would say all boys except the first 7. House full of girls.
Lucky Nathan.
That's it. That's it.
Nathan's his only son. Well, welcome, Damon.
Thank you.
Is a short little podcast, as we're calling it, for our families. We find ourselves now in the month of October. We're 2 weeks into our prep program for this extraordinary year, and we find ourselves 7 months with COVID right now. And just wanted to give an opportunity for you to hear from us how things are going, knowing that things are going for our families and what you're noticing. So I thought to have, again, Damon with us as a father, as part of our church family, but also someone who knows the ins and outs of family life, to kind of speak and to hear a little bit of how that's going. So how's it going?
Yeah, it's drama. We can do the hashtag 2020, but I think this September, October timeframe, really with prep and with things that are opening up around, I think we're starting to see, a lot of people sharing this desire to come back together, this desire to be, family of families, as we say in Joyful Ever After, and the church calls that. But I think prep in particular has been not just about making lemonades out of lemon here, not being able to do the standard prep, but just a great gift in communication with parents, as a prep teacher, 6th grade, at home, and really helping to make that whole teaching situation not just bearable, but actually advantage. And you mm-hmm. brought that up early when the decision was made for at home and in the classroom that, we have to look at this as a movement of the Lord, that there'll be surprises, good things that will happen from that. And, so far 2 weeks in, I tell you, I'm delighted with really just the communications I've been having with some of the parents.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think there can be a lot of fears that
yes.
surface, because, again, it's a change. And any change from what we're used to the unknown
yeah.
is going to stir up some anxieties and some fears. I think one of the fears could be can come from trying to compare.
Mm.
Usually when we compare, that most times is not helpful.
What's that saying? To compare is to despair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when we use
yeah.
in marriage
so
ministry.
If, yeah. if we're trying to think like, okay, this has to be the way it is in the classroom,
yeah.
Yeah. that can really turn quickly to despair because it's not the classroom. But, the home can be a place of learning. And in fact, really, a lot is learned. I think it's how it's learned.
Yeah, I mean, if we zoom back, even what the church teaches, right? We call the family, the home, a domestic church, a school of love. I mean, these aren't just poetic terms, right? They take on a certain unique and irreplaceable reality that oftentimes in our own families we don't really value very much. And we deal with this again in Joyful Ever After and helping marriages and families. But I think there's a general reality that, we have a phrase we call the beautiful mess. Mm. of the family
mm.
is something that we have to reckon with as Melanie and I and our family. There's always this sense that we have to fight back, what the actual drama and mess is within our house and not let that be some kind of measure of compare with, when you look at somebody outside, you say, oh, the best of the outside, mm. at Mass or somewhere else on mm. campus here around town. And you compare it to the worst of what happens in your own house, and it's always a failure.
Mm.
And, we've talked to enough families and couples over the years to know that this is pretty common, and we have to be active in pushing back on that because, quite frankly, the mess that's in your house and in my house is the very stuff that God uses for our divinity.
Mm.
And it's hard to reckon that. It's hard. We think mm. the sanctifying stuff happens in the saints' books and
mm.
with the halo and with mm-hmm. Once we figure out all the Our Father and the Hail Mary and we do all this stuff, but God has such a delight for us that schools are never completed things. It's always a work in progress.
Mm.
And I think that coming to peace and really the real peace is the right word, a joy in recognizing the unique households that we have and the problems, real weaknesses, real strengths, real gifts the uniqueness allows us to honor what God can still do.
How about it? So I think we're all familiar with that mess, quote unquote, whatever it looks like in our homes. It's not the neat and orderly classroom with a nice
desk.
Not until
somebody comes over and throw stuff in the closet.
So we're familiar with that mess. I guess where, you know, is there an example of where you might see the beauty in that mess? Like these little moments of grace, I guess, how to help families identify those moments, or where and how, an example of what a moment like that might look like.
Yeah. So maybe pulling the veil back a little bit. So full disclosure, you know, we've homeschooled, you know, kids from the beginning, and even with COVID, it's been very difficult. It's still different, you know, for us, for folks who may be, you know, COVID schooling at home or full-time homeschooling. This is tough for everybody. But we've had four of our kids moving out in the last year. One marriage, you know, moving out to New Orleans, two others getting an apartment. So we're in transition even in this 2020, but we have four that are at home, two in high school and two younger. So one of the great moments would be, and so much so, Father, that it's in the rearview mirror. Like when you're in the moment, you know, I always see it. A lot of it's in the rearview mirror, but, you know, trying to get the school year started. And, you know, Melanie's a primary teacher, you know, active teacher in the school there. And there's all this resistance, you know, there's just the attitude and the eye rolling and this is like, we're a homeschool family and we're still dealing with this. So dragging the leaning back on the chairs and, all right, guys, open up this. I don't want to. What do you mean you don't want to? You know, just open up your book. I don't feel like it. You know, all that drama. And yet one thing comes to mind is really just the other day where, you know, Melanie she was done. I mean, she was just, you know, just tired and just a lot of resistance there. And, you know, just the way one of the kids, I'm not going to call him out, just stood up and just put the arms around Melanie, put the head down and just like, Mom, you're going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine, you know. And it was one of those moments that it wasn't so much about the, you know, the tension and the difficulty, which is real. But it was like, wow, there's a moment right here where, you know, our relationship, you know, I'll say mother-daughter, you know, mother-daughter, just relationship is in the mess that, you know, I still delight in you. I still love you. You're still my daughter. You drive me crazy. And, you know, we may not have gotten through everything we wanted to get through today.
Right.
But you're my mom and I love you. Right. This is good. I mean, and where do you get those moments? And it sounds romantic and a little bit of it is, but I think in the end, and we've seen this with the four we've graduated from high school and homeschool, in the end, what really resonates is not the chapters and the books and the it really is the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the next level of that relationship moving from, you know, younger child to teenager to to young adult, you know, what really endures is that knowledge that your love for who you are.
Yeah. That's a great example. And again, I think familiar with the mess. I like what you said. A lot of this, the blessings, a lot of the beauty is found in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
You know, and even just that alone, like if there can be the looking back on the day, a looking back we might not see it live and in person, but, you know, there are graces in each day. There's graces in the mess that can be noticed. And I think if we begin to notice them, then that's how, like, faith is increased. It's not so much us bringing our faith into a circumstance. But I think sometimes in the day-to-day, it's we bring ourselves into that circumstance knowing that God is already there, that knowing that in that circumstance, you know, there's challenges, but it's not removed from God's plan. And so I think maybe our parents and our families, if we can be looking into that rearview mirror, not in, you know, what could be or what should have been, but more so in, okay, well, what was and what is, you know, what's the opportunity and to recognize that. Because as you said, you know, more than chapters and lessons and the learning, like we might learn a math equation, really the things that we remember and the things that develop us in the ways of faith, you know, involve relationship and how we love, how we are attentive to each other. Sometimes that goes and is far more impactful than, you know, the lessons and the and the chapters themselves?
I think always. You know, we hosted Catholic Marriage Summit in June, and one thing that really impacted Melanie and me as the host even was another presenter just was talking about intentionally and ritually, you know, appealing to God for his presence through the grace of their marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Just as a ritual. Say, Lord, by the grace of our sacramental marriage, help me with this. Mm-hmm. Help me with my husband. By grace, Lord, help us with my child. And I think that kind of ritual is what you're talking mm-hmm. about, that, you know, you can appeal not in some general sense of getting through a chapter, which you can, that's fine, but more importantly, it's like, Lord, what are you doing in this moment? And let me be part of that.
Right.
That surrender, I think, is crucial in these tough situations.
That's great. Well, Damon, thanks for that insight. You know, we'll probably be back. I want to offer these check-ins every so often, but the main point being knowing and like how to do this, how to be on the lookout for God's grace in the mess. And I think as we go along, it's there. And if we can, you know, begin to practice these things, a little habit of reviewing the day, of recognizing God even in, you know, our own children and the mess, then we have something to begin to piece together, and we know that God's not far away. Mm. Certainly in this month of October, we'll be doing our rosaries on Sunday evenings. There's so many ways to place yourself in God's presence. Coming to church, we are open, you know, and engaging one another. Attached to this little podcast, I'm going to be sending out an article about a terrific young saint has just been, his cause for canonization is moving along, Carlo Acutis. And Carlo, really, you have to see this. Please go online and take a look. 15-year-old boy, the first saint to be, you know, displayed in Nike sneakers and a you know, a sweatshirt.
Gamer, right?
And he was a gamer. He used to bring his parents to church, you know. Mm. So he is a very much like a saint for our own modern times, someone that all of our families can relate to. A reminder, you know, that God is very near to us. Mm. And so I thank you all for listening in. And again, we will keep you posted in the weeks to come. Keep noticing God, you know, in the mess of things, and noticing him in that rearview mirror. Mm. You can welcome him into the present day, and we'll have something to talk about when we come together again. Many blessings. Damon, thanks for your time
here
today.
Good to be here.
And God be with you.